Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too. You'll see that life is a ball again. Laughter is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous.
Three's company too.
Jack, what do you say we, You're not Jack.
I'm grateful for a small favor. There's nobody here.
Oh, well, I'll wait.
Larry, I got things to do.
Yeah, don't let me bother you. Just finish taking your shower. Hey, Larry, I'm glad to see you. I got something to tell you, man. What do you say? You want to hit a movie later?
No, not tonight. You will never believe this. I got myself a date with Samantha Evans.
No, Jack, you don't have a date with Samantha Evans.
I knew you wouldn't believe it. She's coming over tonight for a home-cooked meal.
Jack.
Oh, Larry, when I think of those lips and those great long legs.
Jack,
and you should see those shoulders. They're the widest shoulders I've ever seen on a guy. Hi, Mr. Roper.
Jack, why do you try to hide things from me?
What do you mean?
I mean your garbage disposal is broken, too.
Why don't you tell me he was here?
What do you think?
Anyway, Samantha's looking for an honest guy. She caught her last boyfriend with another girl.
All right.
Larry, will you get that?
Oh, sure.
No, the phone. The phone.
Hello. No, this is Larry. Yeah, sure. Well, he seems to be tied up at the moment. Huh? Yeah, I'll see if I can reach him.
Who's that?
It's Linda.
It's what?
Say again?
What is that?
Linda.
Will you cut that out? Who's on the phone?
It's Linda. Wants to know what time you're picking her up tonight.
Oh, God, I forgot. I forgot we had a date.
Tonight?
What am I going to do?
Let me handle it.
Well, what about...
Hey, Linda, bad news. Jack has a terrible cold. Well, it came out of nowhere. Yeah, I let you talk to him, but he just doesn't have the strength.
A terrible cold? I can't lie to Linda like that.
You're right. Just give me Samantha's address. I'll be happy to pinch hit for you.
Oh, Linda. Yeah, did Larry tell you? I'm sorry I can't make our date tonight, sweetheart. Yeah, I'll call you when I'm better, baby doll. Okay, I have to go now, lover.
Bye, Ralph. I had to break a date. I'm sick.
You said it, not me.
No, I mean I have a cold. Achoo! See,
it's just, what?
It's a cold. It's
get
just
away.
A
little... No, get away. Get away from it. Yeah, you're full of germs. Achoo!
Achoo!
Helen, I'm in bad shape.
Stanley, do me a favor. Don't make excuses till I make demands.
Helen, you don't understand. Jack's very sick, and I got my cold from him. My head hurts, my throat hurts.
But Stanley, you promised to take me out tonight. I thought we were going to go out and have a good time.
How can I think about having a good time when I want to go to bed?
You're right. That was foolish of me.
Get me some aspirin and a thermometer, please.
You're not even warm.
Of course not. I'm cold. I got the chills.
Well, okay, Stanley, but you remember, the minute you get well, we're going out.
Okay. But just get me the aspirin. Do you want me shivering in bed all night?
Well, at least you'd be moving.
Boy, Chrissy, really?
Yeah, the nerve of that guy. First he makes a date, and then he asked me to wear the short shorts I wore to the office picnic.
Boy, what did you tell him?
I said, I'm not going out with any guy who's only interested in me for my clothes.
Good for you.
Well, that wasn't it. He said he'd go out with me if I didn't wear anything at all.
I hope you told him off.
I certainly will. He's picking me up at 7.
Hey, Jack!
I'm busy with my chicken. Listen, I want to talk to you girls.
I can't, Jack. I've got a date.
Hey, Chrissy, would you get that? I gotta find my glasses.
Yeah?
I have to go back to the shop, Jack. We're taking inventory tonight.
You're both going out?
Yeah.
What a shame.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Roper. Oh,
Chrissy, I'm sorry to bother you. No bother. Come on in.
Hi, Mrs. Roper.
Oh, hi. Listen, I was just wondering if you had a thermometer I could borrow.
I think Jack has one. He's in the kitchen. I'll go ask him.
He's in the kitchen with his cold?
No, with his chicken. Chrissy, I think the thermometer's in the back. Why are we all whispering?
Because Jack is so sick.
What?
Yeah, I thought sure he'd be in bed. Stanley says it's walking pneumonia.
What? Why aren't you in bed?
It's easier to cook in the kitchen.
Come on, Jack, come on. You do not have to be a hero.
Yeah, Mrs. Roper told us all about your terrible cold.
My cold?
Yes, and Chrissy and I are going to give you an alcohol rub right away.
Oh, my cold.
Oh, you poor thing.
Oh, Jenna, I'm so sick. It came upon me all of a sudden.
Yes. Oh, that settles it. I'm going to break my date, and I'm going to stay home with you tonight.
Oh, that's so sweet. You're going to what?
Me too. We can't leave you alone like this. I'll go call my boss.
Oh, no, you've got to leave me. I feel fine.
You look terrible.
Thank you. No. I mean that I'm too sick to have people looking after me.
That doesn't make any sense.
Of course it does. I'm contagious. See, if I give it to you, you'll pass it back to me. Then I'll give it to you, and we'll never get rid of it.
What?
All those things.
He does have a point.
Look, girls, you don't have to stay. You know, I can take care of myself.
Well, are you sure?
Oh, trust me. I'll just lie down and take it quietly.
Well.
Oh, come on, girls. I'll be better off all alone. Chew.
You know, Jack, I almost didn't go out with you.
Why?
Well, I was told that you were the kind of person who chased anything in skirts.
Well, you know, I used to be that way. But then I found out that there was more satisfaction in a real, meaningful one-to-one relationship.
I'm really impressed. You're such a gentleman. You know, you haven't made a pass at me all evening. Not that I didn't want you to, you know, but this is our first date.
Yeah.
And even though we are living in more permissive times, I... Oh, Jack.
Samantha.
Jack, will you show me something?
Anything.
Where's your powder room?
Wouldn't we be more comfortable on the couch? Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm... Oh, excuse me. I thought you were... Oh, okay. It's right in there.
Don't go away.
I'll be right here. Hi, Chrissy. Chrissy! What are you doing here?
I was worried about
you. Oh, no, I'm fine.
No, I made up my mind. I'm going to stay.
Oh, Chrissy, listen, I feel much better. I'm in good hands. Doctor's here and everything.
You need a house call?
Yeah. Did you say something, Jack?
Will you please leave?
Oh, sure. I can see you're in good hands. Yeah. Come on, Doc.
Who was that?
Oh, that was someone, collecting for the church.
Dressed like that?
She gets more donations that way. Where were we?
My glass is empty.
First things first.
I would do anything for another glass of wine.
Like I said, first things first.
Oh, Jack, listen. I told my boss that you needed me more than he did. So get your clothes off and get into bed. Look, I will have you feeling good in no time. Now, come on.
Janet, Janet.
Ah, hi.
That's Samantha.
Oh.
She's a friend.
Oh, that's right. Hello, Samantha. I'm Janet. I'm Jack's
nurse. She's my nurse. Thank you very much for stopping by, Nurse Janet. I won't be needing my treatment tonight. See you later. Goodbye. What? Keep healing the sick. Bye-bye. She's so dedicated.
So I see. Has her own key and everything. You know, Jack, maybe I was wrong about you.
Oh, no, Samantha, no, no, you weren't wrong. Listen, it's just you and me, Sam. It's just you and me.
Get the door, Jack.
Save my place.
Hi.
Linda.
Jack, you poor baby. Linda brought you some nice chicken soup.
One-to-one, huh? Meaningful relationship, huh? You're nothing but an overblown, egotistical, girl-crazed degenerate. You're just like all the rest, only worse. You no-good, phony, two-timing twerp!
Boy, am I glad to see you!
Who was that?
That was the Avon lady. They hate to take no for an answer.
You said you had a terrible cold.
Excuse me. I'm sorry, I have this terrible cold. I didn't
know
what you said.
I want the truth.
Okay, well, I was lying in bed, and this thing came through my window. It was
Jack,
a girl.
Jack.
I never saw her.
Jack, I made this soup with my own hands.
Oh.
With my own hands, I'll give it to you.
Thank you.
Right over the head.
Linda!
Talk.
Linda! Wait. Just promise me you won't throw the soup.
Not if you tell the truth.
Okay, all right. Where do I start?
Start with you're cold.
Okay. I never had a cold.
You mean you lied?
Well, not exactly. There were... No, wait, yes, I lied.
Now, tell me about the Avon lady.
Okay, she wasn't an Avon lady.
Oh, another lie.
A little one.
Who was she?
Oh, okay, that girl was Janet's sister. She wanted to borrow a Bible, and I... No, wait. All right, I'll tell you. Her name is Samantha Evans. I lied to you about being sick so I could be with her tonight.
That's it?
That's it.
Very good.
Whew. You said you weren't going to do that.
I lied.
She brought me some chicken soup.
I think you were supposed to eat it.
Well, I didn't have time.
I brought you back your thermometer. Oh, Jack, you better get out of those wet things. You're going to get sicker.
Mrs. Roper, I am not sick. I never was sick.
But Stanley says you are.
I only said I was sick to get out of a date, but it didn't work.
And you want to know something? It isn't going to work for Stanley either.
Oh, no.
How's my little teddy bear tonight?
Not good, Helen. Not good.
Stanley, suppose you weren't sick.
But I am.
Yeah. But just suppose you weren't. Where would you be taking me tonight?
If I wasn't sick? Well, you know that French restaurant you're always talking about?
Oh, but that's so expensive.
Oh, well. What the hell?
And afterwards, Stanley, where would we be going afterwards?
I'd take you to some fancy place for a few drinks and dancing.
Dancing? You?
And you. Both of us. Together.
Such a wonderful time tonight.
You mean we would have had a wonderful time?
I mean we're going to. I just talked to Jack. He lied about having a cold. He's perfectly healthy.
So?
So that means that you're perfectly healthy too.
So?
So you have a choice, Stanley. You either put on these pants and we go out and have fun, or leave them off and we stay home and have fun.
Jack, hey, that was a rotten thing to do.
Yeah, rotten. Stop pretending you have a cold.
But I'm really sick now, honest.
Oh, sure.
Oh, look, I gotta soak my feet.
Oh, wait a minute, Jack. Look, why didn't you just tell us the truth in the first place?
Yeah, and in the second place, too.
I didn't want you to think I was a creep, that's why.
But you are a creep.
I don't know, I just didn't want you to think it. What?
So I get a God bless you?
God bless you.
Thank you.
You liar.
It's all Larry's fault. He's the one who made up that phony story. I'd never thought of it.
Oh, come on, Jack.
You know, Janet, he has a point.
Huh?
I mean, it's Larry's lie, not his. Jack's just the one who told it.
Yeah, that's right. Next time I see that Larry, I'm going to tell him off.
Oh, I'll bet you are. Just the way you have all the other times you've been mad at him, where you end up saying, Larry, you're the best friend I ever had.
No, no, Janet, not this time.
I've heard all this before. I'm going to go to bed.
Yeah, me too.
I'm going to soak my feet.
You'd be better off soaking your head.
You'd be better off soaking your head.
Hi, pal.
You, don't you high pal me, pal. I got something I want to say to you.
Oh, hold it. I brought someone I thought you might want to see.
Oh. Hi, Jack, may we come in?
Come on.
I ran into the little lady down at the Regal Beagle. Seems she was pretty upset. So we talked, and, well, it seems there was some sort of misunderstanding.
Jack, Larry told me all you went through to go out with me, and, I'm really flattered.
Oh, it was nothing.
You must think I'm really something special.
Yeah. Well, I'll just leave you two lovebirds alone, huh?
Oh, Jack, what is it you wanted to say to me?
Oh, excuse me. Larry, you're the best friend I ever had.
Thanks, pal.
Samantha, I don't know what to say.
Poor you. You really do have a cold.
Who has it?
Oh, will you just let Samantha take care of you? I'll put you to bed and tuck you in and make you feel very, very good.
Jack, do you need any...
Hey, is there any of that chicken left?
That's what I said.
Don't keep him up too late.
Yeah, we don't want him to get too tired.
Chrissy.
Tuck me in, remember?
You!
No, Samantha, listen,
you
I can't.
Don't just... touch me!
Sorry, I won't. I won't
don't
touch you.
Talk to me. Don't look at me. Don't think of me. Not... Just don't!
I guess I won't! Good morning, girls. Isn't it a beautiful day? The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and my cold is completely gone.
That's wonderful news, Jack.
Yeah, I never heard anything funnier.
You both got my cold? You poor babies. Aw. Listen, don't move. I will take care of everything.
Ow!
It's an old Eskimo remedy.
Huh?
I said it's an old Eskimo remedy. The healthy person sits in between the two sick people, and they cover themselves with a blanket.
Wait, let me see.
There we go.
Oh, Jack. This is silly.
No, this is serious. Then they sit as close together as they possibly can. All right, get closer. That's it. A little closer, Janet.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
That's perfect. Now we stay this way.
For how long?
All night.
All night?
Mm-hmm. And remember, in Eskimo land, that's 6 months long. Party time!
Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.